Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 44, Correlation IDs and Distributed Tracing. This sounds like it might get deep into the weeds, Alice. Break it down for me.
Let me set the scene. A lawyer using your legal SaaS platform clicks Generate Summary on a 200-page disclosure bundle. The spinner runs, then an error. Something went wrong. Please try again. The lawyer contacts support. Your team opens the logs. The problem is that single click triggered activity across six different services. The API gateway, the authentication service, the document parser, the AI engine, the billing service, and the audit logger. Six services, six separate log files. Which log entries belong to this particular request?
That's like looking at six different filing cabinets for documents related to one matter, except none of them have the same case number.
Exactly. And that's the problem a correlation ID solves. It's a unique identifier. Think of it as a case reference number that gets created when a request first enters your system and then travels with that request through every single service it touches. Every log entry, every service call, every database query includes this ID. When something goes wrong, you search for that one ID and you instantly see the complete journey of the request across your entire platform.
Right, so it's generated once and just passed along.
That's it. Your API gateway, the front door of your system, either receives one from the client or generates a fresh one. Then, every time one service calls another, it includes the correlation ID in the request header. Every service writes the ID into its logs, one thread connecting everything.
Okay, so that's correlation IDs. What's distributed tracing? Is that different?
It builds on top of it. A correlation ID tells you which log entries belong together. Distributed tracing goes further. It shows you the structure, the timing, and the parent-child relationships of every operation within the request. Think of the difference between knowing which pages of a case file relate to the same matter versus having a full timeline of events with causal links between them. A trace shows you. Service called that service, which took 3 seconds, then called this other service, which took 11 seconds. You can see the shape of the request, where it went, in what order, and where the time was spent.
So, if I'm looking at that failed summary request, the trace would show me that the document parser took 3 seconds, the AI engine took 11 seconds, and then timed out.
Exactly. You'd see each step as a horizontal bar on a timeline. That's called a trace waterfall. And you'd immediately see that the AI inference was the bottleneck. No guessing, no correlating timestamps across different log files, no hoping the clocks are in sync.
And the industry standard for this is OpenTelemetry, right? I've heard the name.
OpenTelemetry is the dominant open source framework. It gives you a standardized way to instrument your applications, meaning you add hooks that automatically collect trace data. And it works with any backend. Jaeger, Datadog, Grafana, AWS X-Ray. The clever part is context propagation. When service A calls service B over HTTP, OpenTelemetry automatically includes the trace context in a header. The receiving service picks it up, creates a child span. That's the name for one individual operation within the trace, and continues the chain. You don't have to manually wire this up for every call.
Yeah, that sounds manageable. But this is a security podcast, not a DevOps podcast. What's the security angle here?
This is where most teams miss the point. They think tracing is only for performance debugging, but traces are one of the most powerful security tools you can deploy. First, incident reconstruction. When you have a security incident, an injection attempt, unauthorized data access, a privilege escalation, the trace shows you exactly what happened. Which service received the malicious input? Where it propagated? Which downstream services were affected? Without traces, you're stitching together fragments from a dozen log files.
What about detecting attacks in the first place?
That's the second use. Traces establish baseline patterns. A document review request normally touches 4 services. If one suddenly touches 8, including the admin API, that's an anomaly. You can build automated detection rules on trace patterns, not just on individual log entries. Third, for multi-tenant platforms, where multiple law firms share the same infrastructure, traces can verify that a request from firm A never touched firm B's data partition. The trace shows every service hop and every database query.
Right, but here's a concern. Doesn't all this tracing data itself become a security risk? You're recording the path of every request.
Good instinct. Yes. OpenTelemetry's own documentation warns about this. Internal trace data can reveal your architecture, service names, dependencies, database structure. And if developers accidentally put sensitive data in span attributes, client names, case details, authentication tokens, then the tracing backend becomes a high-value target. The rule is, trace the structure of the request, not the content. Record that a database query ran and took 45 milliseconds. Don't record the query itself or the data it returned.
Makes sense. One practical question. Can you trace everything? Doesn't this generate massive amounts of data?
It does. And you don't want to trace every single request in a high-volume system. That's expensive and mostly redundant. Sampling strategies help. Head-based sampling decides at the start. Trace 10% of requests. Tail-based sampling traces everything but only keeps traces that meet certain criteria, like errors or unusually high latency. And priority-based sampling always traces certain categories. Admin operations, authentication failures, AI generation requests. For legal SaaS, my recommendation is always trace security-relevant events and AI generation. Sample the rest.
Yeah, and that connects to the provenance chains from last episode, right? The AI generation traces feed into the provenance record.
They're complementary. Provenance records what the AI produced and from which inputs. Model version, source documents, retrieval results. The correlation ID and trace show how the request moved through your system to get to that generation step. Together, you have complete accountability. From the lawyer's click, through authentication, through document parsing, through AI inference, to the final output. Every step documented. Every step traceable.
Ugh. And when a regulator asks, what happened to this client's documents? You can answer definitively.
Down to the millisecond. That's the promise. The practical advice is implement correlation IDs first. They're simple and immediately valuable. Generate a UUID at your API gateway, propagate it through headers, include it in every log line. Then add OpenTelemetry for full distributed tracing. The instrumentation is mostly automatic for common frameworks. The security value comes from connecting traces to your alerting and your SIEM, the security information system we covered in episode 7. So anomalous patterns trigger investigation, not just performance dashboards.
Good breakdown. Next episode, we start module 10, infrastructure and deployment, Docker security and container hardening. What containers are, why they're not the security boundary people think they are, and how to lock them down.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistants. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.